Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. So do add to the conversation, get the yarns going strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country. I was welcome back. National Talk Black, have your saying yarn up strong. Let's open up the show with Mother's Prayer, Brian Williams. Enjoy.
Early hours of the morning, Mum puts the kettle on, stacking up the firewood for the next meal to come. Left over a dumbbells from the night before, that's how our life was, no less and no more. Life was hard where we lived. Here in the islands of the tall Torres Strait, no matter where you come from, isolation is a problem, but we live with faith, oh yeah, thanking God for it. Mother's prayer.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Mother's Prayer. That's Brian Williams here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, now CDU, CDU to build model for cultural appropriate healthcare after federal government announced support in budget. We're going to catch up with yarn now, Professor Yvette Rowe, a research Charles Darwin University, on the line. Sister Yvette, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Annie, for coming to the program. Before you start...
Good morning, Trevor. It's Maddie. I've got something on my head, sorry.
It's all good. I've been called worse. Auntie, can you please let us know who your mob, where you're from, please? You there? Hello? Oh, Professor Yvette Rowe. Lost her there. Just opened up the conversation. We'll get her back and continue that yarn. Research Charles Darwin University. That's where Professor Yvette Rowe stems from. And we're talking about the Charles Darwin University to build model for cultural appropriate healthcare after federal government announced support in budget. So, look, money's a tool, and any money coming our way in regard to looking after our mob, it's not an expense, it's an investment. And just looking at the figures here, we're talking about allocation of about $5 million this week. The Senate's research team has welcomed that and the federal budget to support this vital work. And the Modley Wardaguga Research Centre researchers are available for comment on the program. So we'll just try again with Professor Yvette Rowe.
Good morning,
you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm on the beautiful lands of the Larrakia people up here in Darwin. So
beautiful.
It's good to talk to you over there.
Thank you, darling. And before we start, let the mob know who you're from.
Yeah, so I'm Yvette Rowe. I'm a Nyingana Yarra woman from all the way in the West Kimberley, family from Broome and Derby, and have got historical connections to Darwin. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Good, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking about the centre's research has welcomed allocation of about $5 million this week to help build model for cultural appropriate healthcare. So enlighten us, please, about the footsteps ahead.
Well, we're at the Molly Wadigooga Research Centre has a real clear objective is to make sure our mothers and babies get the best start in life.
Yes.
And what we know now is that some of our babies are born too early and too small, and then they really struggle through life. And some of our babies and mothers are dying during childbirth.
Yeah.
So our research is to make sure we can change some of the system and we can support mothers and babies through this really important process. So our research is to work with community. So we were allocated $5 million to work with three distinct areas, in a regional area in Nowra, New South Wales, in a remote area in Central Australia, working with the Aboriginal Congress there, and in a very remote community called Galawinku, which is in East Arnhem. And the thing, that, as researchers, our job is to support and work with community organisations to develop, to redesign maternity services that put mothers, babies and families at the centre to ensure we can get the best outcomes. And at the moment, we know we could do much better. So our research is to work with communities to ensure that our cultural knowledge that our mothers, our grandmothers, our ancestors had before us is being incorporated into the new design of maternity services.
Exactly.
Because the current system, you know, is really hurting our families and our mothers, and we've got to change this. So as a researcher, my job is to work with communities and organisations to help them work forward.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And we're talking about, you know, like the foundation of a young person's life, you know, and mothers need that support at the beginning. And it's sad, and we look at those figures compared to non-Indigenous mothers and babies, you know, we need to close that gap. And so this money is a great investment, and it's not an expense, isn't it?
Yep, and it is. What we know is we got really deadly families in our communities, that are really strong and resilient, but we also got families that need extra help. And some of those things are ensuring that when mum, before she gets pregnant, during her pregnancy and delivery, and also when she's into motherhood, that she has a really solid system of care of midwives and for community workers to work with her, and that she has a really wonderful birthing experience. But also as she goes into motherhood, for her and the family and dads, that they could have an experience where they can allow a baby to thrive and to be really have a best start. So what we know is that when babies are born too early, too small, they're more likely to be sick. They might have learning difficulties. They might have asthma problems with their chest. They might have mobility problems. And so what we want to do, we want to stop that.
Exactly.
We want to make sure when baby comes into the world, they got the best chance to be the most deadly, thriving baby and also be part of a community that can support them. But we know currently the system fails at lots of our communities, and we've got to do it better.
We've got to do it better. And when you look at the work ahead, I was just thinking, because I just recently had a beautiful yarn with Professor Roy Ann West, who heads up CASANAM, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. Look, there's probably an opportunity for a bridge building there if bridges hasn't already been built.
Definitely. The leadership of Professor Roy Ann West is so important. We know that our women and families need Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander midwives, nurses, doulas, jackameers, because we know when women are going through such an important part of their life, when our mob can care and support us in that clinical setting, we know that those outcomes are going to be better. We haven't got enough midwives and enough nurses and enough doulas, but I know that CASANAM is really focused on that. So the idea that a First Nations mum can go and have her before baby's born and delivery and after baby's born can be supported by other First Nation workers, that is the one of the recipes for a successful outcome.
Well, black on black we're talking, aren't we, Auntie? And that's the best ingredient, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, the community control sector since Redfern in the early 70s, It was about putting Aboriginal health in Aboriginal hands. And that's what we're... So as researchers, our job is to help communities get the evidence so they can show that they're making a difference, that they can get more funding. But also, we know when we do it with community, we get the best outcomes for our mob.
Yeah. And Yvette, Professor Yvette Rowe, thank you very much for the yarn. Congratulations there. Big shout out to the mob up that way, NT. And please do keep in touch and all the best. And you stay safe, aunt.
Thank you. Thank you, Trevor, for your interest. And hello to all the community up there.
Too deadly. All bye-bye. Right.
Ta-da.
A beautiful yarn there. Professor Yvette Rowe, Annie Yvette Rowe, Research Charles Darwin University, and talking about the CDU to build model for cultural appropriate healthcare after federal government announced support in budget and $5 million going their way. So, look, fantastic. Non-expense investment for our young ones and giving them a strong foundation for their future. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
So day.
Slow Train, Alec Lloyd and the Pigroom Brothers here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarnup's Wrong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarnup, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidingi country, BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Radio Service. So Yarnup's Wrong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Let's talk CIAF, Cancer Digital Art Fair. New marketplace offers more time and space for arts and wares. We're going to catch up a yarn there with India Collins, exhibition manager at CIAF, Cancer Digital Art Fair. Online, India, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. How are you? I'm great.
Good, fantastic. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm from the Cancer Digital Art Fair.
Okay, lovely.
I'm exhibitions manager there. I've been working with CIAF for several years now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, really excited to be back again in person.
And COVID-19 is not going to stop us this year, is it?
No, it's not.
So tell us about the new venue, I believe, and they've renovated it for you at the Cairns Convention Centre.
They did, lucky. We've now shifted our event to the Cairns Convention Centre, which is a bigger venue, everything under the same roof.
Yes.
It's been completely renovated, brand new everything, basically. So really excited to be moving in there because it gives us a lot more space.
Big thanks to the Cruise Liner Terminal for the last 11-odd years was the venue, but just shows how big and fantastic CIAF is getting. So it's moved over to the Convention Centre. So that's a good thing, thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. That's it, Trevor. We've actually outgrown the terminal,
exactly,
which is the reason why we're moving to the Cairns Convention Centre. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And so with the, like I said, it's become internationally and, of course, domestically renowned, Cairns Digital Art Fair, an opportunity for our First Nation artists to step up onto the platform of business as well as culture is alive in the 21st century.
Exactly. So the art market really is a place where, artists can produce and sell authentic arts and crafts. It's an affordable place, it's an ethical marketplace, and it's a great platform for artists to promote, practice, and, share their profile with the world.
Mm.
They sell all sorts of merchandise, different gift lines, prints, paintings, jewelry, baskets, decor, bags, textiles. There's a whole range of products that's being sold through the art market. And it's a great place for people to buy small gifts, big gifts, start an art collection. Mm. Yeah.
Exactly. And like I said, it's, when we're talking about our mob who are operating, from home, so to speak, it turns into a business entity, and like it's stepping in the business world, and to think that their art is like is something that they operate with passion and sharing their story, but then becomes a fantastic business opportunity, doesn't it?
Correct. The art market and the art fair present a major source of income for a lot of our artists.
Mm.
So it's really important that we have that platform for them. And this year, because we're in a bigger venue, we have additional spots. So we've got 55 stalls this year, which gives us an extra 10 spots, as well as longer trading period. So traditionally, we've operated from Friday through to Sunday.
Yep.
But this year, we're operating Wednesday night, which is opening night, and then Thursday through to Sunday. So there's longer trading, more opportunities to sell product.
And have you got all 55 spaces accounted for?
Not yet.
Okay.
So we're currently seeking expressions of interest.
Right, yeah.
Up until April 22nd. So everyone, get your applications in. We're, getting locked in, but we need more. And anybody who's got questions about what is involved in exhibiting, please get in touch anytime. I'm always available to chat, have a yarn about what that looks like. We like to support people as much as we can.
And when we're talking the spaces that are available, the booths that are available, do the people have to be of arts and crafts, or can they bring their business wares, whether it be outside the industry?
It's arts and crafts, basically. Authentic arts and crafts, because it's an art fair, we try to stay within the parameters of the arts.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Opportunity. Well, fantastic. Yes, exactly. Is there a cost there for the space?
There's a cost for the space. We're offering single booths and double booths. Offhand, I can't remember the price exactly.
Okay.
But get in touch. The details are all on the application.
And where can they pick up the application?
On our website, kif.com.au.
Yep. Kif, C-I-A-F. .com.au,
.com.au, correct. The applications are there, and all the information is on that form.
Lovely.
Alternatively, they can, get in touch, call us in the office, and I can email forms.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We're going to be head down, butt up, India, for the next coming month. And all the best to you, and we're looking forward to it. I know the Bummer Bipper always do the outdoor broadcast, so we'll be there supporting and guiding and promoting. So, look, fantastic. A beautiful relationship we have with you guys. And a big shout-out to the team at Kaya for my sister.
Thank you, Trevor. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Adele Yan there. India Collins, her name is, exhibition manager at KIF, Cancer Disease Art Fair, and a new marketplace will offer more time and space for arts and wares, as we just had that conversation. 55 booths there, but all happening at the Cairns Convention Centre. And big shout out to the Cairns Convention regarding the renovation that's been going on for the last 12 months or so, and still coming to the finished touches. I mean, Cairns Taipans are back there playing basketball, so now we're getting ready for the KIF Cancer Disease Art Fair. So, Deadly. And speaking of Taipans, big shout out to Nathan Jawai, big brother there, and he is a monster. And a big shout out is going to be using your space in regarding KIF. Have you saying Yana Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
that matters is the poison that you drink. Trying to get higher when you're feeling low, but the higher you get, the further you will fall. Trying to get higher when you're feeling low, but the higher you get, the further you will fall.
Too Deadly Higher here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trinity, Trev Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program, Murray, just steering the ship. So have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbergrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with father and daughter. We've got Jedess Hudson, former Bumbergrip Media PA to myself and regarding National Talk Black, but did a lot more work outside that. And her beautiful father, David Hudson, DH, dark and handsome. And a very good morning to you both. How are you guys?
Trevor, good to see you again.
Good to be back.
Yeah, good to see you both. We'll start with you, Dad. Who are you, Mob? Where are you from?
Ullerman. To the Savannah country, to out to the Gulf country, and in Yalanji. On my grandmother comes from a place called Maytown on the Palmer River, famous back in the day for gold and that sort
gold
of thing.
Rush.
So she and all her brother and sister were removed from there and taken to Kuranda, Yarrabah, and Palm Island.
There you go, gold rush. There it is, brother. Now you ain't got a lot of money, but you're rich in personality, David Hudson. Good to see you, my
that's
brother.
All that matters.
That's all that matters. That's right.
Well, it's Johnny Cash, and I'm out of cash.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Over to you, Jedess. Well, you'd be from the same stem.
Same.
That's right, you know. He even born you, so he doesn't have the same blood. So, listen, congratulations in regard to your art exhibition at the Crystal Brook Bailey, which is a franchise hotel, you know. And we're talking about the Ancient Voices New Beginnings. Is this the first time father and daughter ran with an art exhibition?
It is.
And how was that?
Well,
you're in different houses now. You was living at home.
We were living in the same space.
You're about to get married and got your own house now.
Yes.
And so you can probably work together. I mean, paint that picture. Explain that connection.
Well, I'm back to my art studio now. I've finally kicked Jedess out.
Please.
So I can have room. And she got all my easels too, just quietly.
Thank you. Just whisper that too. Shut your mouth. So tell us about, could you both are artists in your own right? Okay. And the first time you run as a duo, so were you approached as a duo, or did how does an art exhibition happen in regarding Crystal Brook Bailey? Do they approach artists as such, or were they searching? Tell us about that connection first. Let's talk about the opportunity there.
Well, Dad and I worked on a piece of artwork a couple of years ago for Tourism Tropical North Queensland, TTNQ, local, for Year of Indigenous Tourism, which we did a combined art piece for. And when we did our presentation to, you know, all of the tourism operators, when we launched it, that's when Crystal Brook had seen us together and thought that they would like to use us in the future, but they weren't really sure, you know, where they could kind of fit us in.
How long ago was that with TTNQ?
About 3 years ago,
Yep. And then, of course, we had COVID-19, what have you.
And so in the last year or so, they've been trying to ramp up people coming, travelling to Cairns. So they've got a big marketing famil and group of people, a VIP guests that are sort of travelling all around Australia, coming to Cairns, who are experiencing the Crystal Brook Collection hotels. And so what they wanted to do was have an art exhibition with a bit of a landmark, you know, artist as such.
Sure.
So they approached us late last year and were kind of keen for us to get involved with a bit of a short lead-in time, obviously. And I said, well, when is it going to kind of be? It was already in December, and they said April. And I said, right,
whoa,
I'm getting married in April as well.
Thank you.
So it turns out the exhibition is tomorrow, wedding's next week, and it's just been a little bit mad, but
how's
we've made it
with
work.
You and the fiancé?
Yeah, good.
Thank you, good. Yeah. Thank you. You cooked dinner, I'll just finish this art piece here. Mow the lawn, I'll just finish this art piece here.
It was going smooth sailing there. We were planning for the wedding.
Yes.
And then Jadesh says, oh, Dad, we...
got a contract here.
Yeah, we got a job here.
We got a contract. I'm going, what contract? She goes, we've got an art exhibition. I'm going, what, after the wedding? She goes, oh, no, before.
Before the wedding.
Yeah, like we wouldn't have much to do, you
and
know.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Thanks, Jadesh.
Yeah, thanks.
So we've sort of worked on our own pieces, you know, separately. So I've got about 20 or so physical canvases, which I've done in the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad has got some canvases as well, but you've also got your other pieces,
well,
which
I've
you've included.
Well, I've got canvases, my originals, and I'm trying something very different too, you know, because I'm a didgeridoo maker. Mm. There are not all trees are suitable for didgeridoo, you know,
sure,
because
yes.
they're going to be cracked or holes don't go right through, or there's lots of cracks you got to fill up, you know.
Mm.
So normally I'd burn those, but I thought this is ridiculous. You know, this is something that's Mother Nature here that's created a tree eaten out by termites.
Yep.
So rather throwing those away, I've now resurrected those didgeridoos and made them into didgeridon'ts.
Didgeridon'ts.
So I've now
been words there.
Yeah, I've now carved these trees, made designs in the trees, artworks, and added feathers to them, and things like that. So all these 15 pieces that I've done now,
yep,
are didgeridon'ts.
Yes.
I've made them into guardians and the hunter, and they got names from the brothers
beautiful.
Yubba ye, yubba you, yubbas, you know, and they look good. I've put them on stands, and it'll be interesting.
It's thinking outside the square, but with the foundation of culture at front and centre.
Absolutely, it's keeping our art alive, and it's reliving it. It's giving these didgeridons a rebirth, you know.
Mm.
And I think they'll look good in people's studios and houses.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Honestly, fantastic. So we're talking, when we talk the Ancient Voices, New Beginnings, which is named the exhibition at Crystal Brook Bailey, we're not just talking one art piece then, are we? Are we talking a room? We're talking reception? A room is asked to deliver the artwork.
Yep.
Then available for purchase,
yep.
Or yes?
Yep, so everything's available to purchase, so and everything's situated in the lobby area of the hotel. So if people are not staying there, they literally can walk off the street into the hotel, and it's all in an accessible sort of a place.
Well, sure. Yeah, exactly that. The minute you walk into the lobby, you're hit with a didgeridon's immediately.
Didgeridon's straight away. Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't call them didgeridon's. They're wawa, you know, spirit.
Yes.
Spirit poles.
Okay.
So the minute you walk into the lobby, you're surrounded by art immediately.
Mm.
And between Jadesh and I, we probably have over 40 pieces.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's such a big open space as well. That was probably why we were stressing a little bit, was we couldn't just have 5 pieces each, you know.
No.
We would have been less stressful. But the space is so big and open that we needed to have as many things as possible to fill up the area to make it look like, you know, there's a lot of content in
exactly.
there.
So we're talking about you were approached regarding a contract in September last year?
December.
That's 4 months. So yeah,
and you know, Christmas, New Year's, the start of the New Year is always a bit of a write-off. And you know, we went down to New South Wales to Mum's farm, and by the time we came back, we were like,
it's like end of February,
start of March here. We better get painting.
My hair.
Yeah, thank you. Don't talk about hair.
I want to say grey, silver.
Yeah, thank
silver,
you.
Silver, yeah.
Silver fox. Mm. There he is. Black version. So fantastic. So got crazy. In that 4 months, head down, butt up. So yeah. it was like...
8 weeks.
Wrapping the Christmas present here while doing strokes over here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Eating, you know, Christmas ham in one hand.
Yeah,
and,
that's right, brushing
know.
The other.
Yeah,
in the other hand, bread there, damper, syrup.
Yep. Red paint all over your face,
there.
On your red cheek there. Look, this is fantastic. So a great event in regarding just a duo operating with father and daughter.
Yeah, and I'm very excited by that because things that I've learnt from my elders and mum and, you know, parents, etc., growing up.
Exactly.
I want to instil that into Jadesh, you know. She's the next generation. And
she is, yes.
And not just Jadesh, but all countrymen, you know, out there.
Mm-hmm.
So just to make them realise that they are the next voice for our people, and that's why we call it Ancient Earth New Beginnings.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it is such an, it's a, an eclectic mix of Dad's traditional storytelling with my kind of contemporary perspective. Mm-hmm. So, but at underpinning all of my work, we talk about the same things, even though they look a little bit different, but they still have that place in art. And it's so, you know, everyone interprets it differently and Queensland art is synonymous for X-ray art. So it's trying to incorporate some of those traditional sorts of storytelling and how can we put it with a new flavour and a new voice with that ancient kind of perspective.
So we're talking off air at the beginning there, Jadess, and you've taken a year off work to get focused with your art piece, art pieces, artwork. That was even before the contract came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
Tell
guess
us about that space.
I guess with, you know, having full time work is obviously amazing, you know, having a job, having dollars come in. But it also takes me away my focus from doing what I love doing the most, which is, you know, doing my creative arts, and, you know, that's where my passion sort of lies. But through COVID, you know, things change. You know, you have to do whatever you can to pay your mortgage off.
Exactly, pay the mortgage.
You know, as much as it, as much as amazing it is to, you know, be a carefree, easy breezy artist, you know, you've got the reality of things, you've got to put food on the table. So trying to find the balance between those two worlds is quite challenging, and many people find that and they have to put their passion on hold in order to have whatever needs to be in order to keep that ticking over.
So there's a message going out there to young people, you know, brothers and sisters out there. If the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. You've just got to be flexible. You've got to be patient and you've got to work at it, you know. It means you may have to sometimes put your passion on the shelf if that's the case. Yep. But don't lose sight of that, you know.
And this is like, you know, I started my business, you know, 8 years ago. So, you know, just because I've gone on and off doing it full-time and part-time.
Yes.
But it's not something that happens overnight. You know, you need to build that so it can be a viable thing that you can do full-time.
And eventually you want to do that, don't you?
I think that's why it works as for myself anyway, because, yes, I'm a musician, an artist, and, you know, I do facilitating. So I sort of got wear different caps, you know. So if the art's quiet, go
and
do some music.
You can stem into other,
And
other
music's
avenues.
Been very quiet through COVID, that's
COVID,
for sure.
Yes, exactly.
But, Trev, I want you to come here. I want you to buy some pieces because I've got to pay for this wedding.
Yeah, brother, yeah.
Yeah,
brother,
thank you. Come here, spend up.
Yeah, Murray going to book it up, book it up. Look, and you do beautiful work, and a lot of your artwork is done here at the Bummer Bibber Studio as well, David. So I know your work, and also over to you, Jadess. You did some work there with the Dreamtime, with Experience Co. In regarding their new pontoon.
Yes.
So your beautiful artwork. So
I haven't seen that
there.
Yet.
It's
Look
very
good.
Pretty, darling. Ah. Yeah. So, and it was just a design as such, and in a cultural aspect in regard to Sea Country, Gurganji Mob, but you know, just beautiful to share the work that's available for artists, you know. So fantastic. And speaking of, I just spoke to India Collins, the exhibition manager of CIAF.
Yep.
Would you guys have any work at CIAF?
Well, that's sort of the next step. Is to probably have a stall at CIAF. I haven't had one there for 3 years.
Yeah.
So it would be good to get back. It's sort of getting, you know, bigger and better. And
well, you'll be married by then.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Big married woman by then.
That's right. And then you don't have to worry about the so-called organising the wedding, yeah? You work all year for one day and that one day finish and, well, what now? You
know? What next?
What next sort of thing. So that's a possibility as well, doing some work there, having a booth at CIAF.
Yeah, definitely.
Kansas
and
Kansas.
You guys will be there too?
Yeah, we did an outdoor broadcast. Yeah, that's right. Dave, will you have some work at CIAF?
Yeah, I think so, because I've got all the stuff that I've got all the artwork from this exhibition.
Yeah.
So whatever doesn't sell.
Good, take it
I've
over
got,
there.
I've got the artwork there.
Yes.
And it'll be different this year too because it's inside the
convention
centre. So
exactly.
It'll be more interesting. Could be a bit more intimate, you know.
Well, they knew you were coming, David, so because they renovated the place.
Oh, they
David Hudson's coming. We could renovate this convention centre.
Quick, quick, cracking.
Quick, sweep up there. Paint that. Well, that's Daly Brothers. So the Crystal Book Bailey exhibition, that's on. As opening tomorrow.
The official opening's tomorrow afternoon.
And how long does that run for?
It'll go for, what, 6 weeks?
April and May.
April and May.
There you go.
All right, there you go. So to any mob coming up here holidaying or come and see family up here, drop in at the Crystal Book Bailey and check out the artwork and you can have a yarn there, and people ring you now just saying, I want to buy art pieces.
On my Deadly Eye Watch.
Yeah, Deadly Eye Watch there, yeah, that's right, you know. Yeah, and you need some money to buy this art piece so you can pay for eye watches.
I need money to pay for the wedding.
Thank you, that's right,
Please.
Thank you. Sell that
I watch and you fix the wedding up. Hey, good yarning with you both. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Congratulations on Father and Daughter Exhibition, Crystal Brook Bailey, happening all April and all May, you mob. So when you come to Cairns, go and have a cuppa and have a yarn and look at a deadly art piece.
Just while I'm thinking about before we kick off, you mentioned Kaya. I'm actually working on a solo man show, which will be at Boombajar during Kaya.
Yeah.
It's a David Hudson solo man show. Only men can come? No. It's a solo man show. And
he's the only man performing.
It opens.
Thank you.
Solo.
Only all the women come watching the man perform.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you be a good shut your mouth. You get slapped down. Big shout out, Cindy. Hope you're well. And that's Cindy Hudson, your beautiful wife. So we're going to go to one of your tracks here, Dave, Solid Rock.
All right.
Quickly tell us about this gig, bro.
Solid Rock.
Yeah, tell us about how that came about. Yeah, thank you. You paused for a second there. Well, do you need me to paint that picture for you about how to explain it?
Well, we went from
it?
solo show to Solid Rock.
Solid Rock, yeah.
I did that about 12 years ago. I took Shane Howard, out to Uluru.
Yeah.
And did the film clip out there, and that was just unbelievable to
So people can see it on YouTube, eh? So when I play the song, you mob, go YouTube, check out Solid Rock, David Hudson.
Yeah, they also show it. They give it a good flogging on NITV as well.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, good, brother, good. All right, good talking with you, mob.
Thanks, Trev.
Thanks, Trev.
Congratulations with your wedding, my sister. Unfortunately, our lovely daughter's about to give our third grandchild, so we had to decline. But you send me some tucker there? That'd be good.
Yeah, biggest feed.
Yeah,
there.
Cake, Murray on cake.
Yeah, a little takeaway container for you.
Shut your mouth.
Plastic container.
And pay for the wedding, David Hudson. All the best. We'll talk soon. A beautiful yarn there with father and daughter, David Hudson, J.S. Hudson. And they're talking about, duo first time regarding their art exhibition together as artists, father and daughter, an exhibition at the Crystal Brook Bailey. All April, all May here in Cairns, Far North Queensland. Your mob coming holiday. Come and check it out. Ancient Voices, New Beginnings. So a diverse mix of Jed's contemporary perspective with David's traditional storytelling style. So check that out, your mob. And with that, let's go to David Hudson, Solid Rock, and that deadly track there with Shane Howard, Too Deadly.
Solid Rock.
Yeah, deadly track there, David Hudson and Shane Howard on Solid Rock, and had a deadly yarn there with David Hudson, his beautiful daughter there, Jadess Hudson, and they got a duo art piece exhibition happening at the Crystal Brook Bailey accommodation here in Cairns, North Queensland. Ancient Voices, New Beginnings. So do check that out, and thank you for the yarn they used to. And congratulations, Jadess, on your wedding, and hope all goes well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today. I thank you very much for your company, Mob, but look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and more importantly, let's operate in the space of COVID-19 regarding safety. So if I talk to your First Nation Health Organisation regarding the vaccine or what needs to be done, it's quieting down a bit regarding COVID-19 in some places, you know, but we can't be lackadaisy with it and just need to keep our mob safe. Otherwise, thank you for your company, Mob. Got news coming up here very soon, and stay tuned to your First Nation radio stations across this deadly country, our deadly black network, and big shout out to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, for allowing this program to go ahead. I think we've been holding the reins for about 10 years now, enjoying the yarns we do, Mob. Too deadly.